this whole area is very complex. When I voted against the scheme, I had a serious issues with the downsizing or the lack of downsizing, and also the fact now that we've had so much inflationary pressure in the last number of months and over the last year. It's making the 420,000 cap very inaccessible for too many homeowners. Initially, there was a percentage of about 18% of people who would be affected by this, but you're talking now about 50% of the people who would be affected. And when we look at the cap, it's not really a 420,000 cap, because you take the 25,000, including emergency work, storage and rent out of that, you're down to 395. Included in the cost for homeowners is going to be engineering fees ranging anywhere between 12 and 18,000. There's also foundation costs, and also there's going to be the issue with demolition as well and the costs associated. So you're talking about a cap of a much lower figure. We have to wait over the next few weeks for what the new CSI figures and the square footage figure is going to be. But also that cap is causing all sorts of trouble for homeowners in terms of costs. And that is something that will require a meeting of minds, people sitting around the table. And there was a very, very sensible suggestion, which came from the meeting yesterday in Dublin, the cross-party meeting of county councillors, and Lisa Hone, who was there on behalf of the group, to invite the minister down to Lifford to sit around the table to look at how they can work through these issues. And that is the only way we can make progress here. The regulations have been sent to the council officials, have been sent to the councillors, and until these regulations are signed off, there's going to have to be a meeting of minds on the outstanding issues. And I know Councillor Johnny McGuinness made a very detailed presentation on where the issues are, and I know along with him, Jerry McMonagall and Michael McBride, who sat at that top table, were very, very anxious to have the minister to meet with the officials at a level and to work through these issues. And I'd certainly be encouraging the minister to do that.
And suppose that these conditions do go ahead, would that see you retaking the position that you had before of WIP?
Well, I think what I need to see is that people won't be excluded from the scheme. At the moment, people will be excluded because of the costs involved. So until I see very, very considerable progress on this, to ensure that people who feel in a very vulnerable position financially now, people who still are paying very heavy, hefty mortgages, people who will have to go to banks again, people who won't even be in the position to go to get remortgages due to age. These are the issues that I will have to consider. I don't have a red line in relation to this, because I believe in the art of conversation and the art of negotiation. And the only way we can make progress, I believe, is for officials from the department and the county council to sit around the table. And following that very sensible suggestion yesterday, I think progress can be made. But until we have equality of access, I will be keeping my position outside the parliamentary party. And the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar knows this. He knows that I've made a number of proposals for change, from, you know, for example, semi-detached houses that's adjacent to a house that doesn't come under the scheme. You can't have a situation where apartments are all inclusively recognised under an apartment scheme, and then homeowners under the MICA scheme are excluded. So these are the issues. The issue of penalty-free downsizing is an issue which I feel can liquidate money, can give people that extra cushion to pay for the cost, to pay for the extra cost, because they're going to go over that cap if that cap stays the same. And I think there is potential progress here, but I would need to see a lot of progress before I would be making a decision on this matter.
TD Joe McHugh, thank you so much for your time.